आदर्श वासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवद्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Hare Krishna. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 3, chapter number 7, entitled Further Enquiries by Vidura. Text 17. Yash cha mudhatamo loke yash cha buddhehe param gataha ताव उभौ सुखम एधेते क्लिश्यन्ति अंतरितो जनः। यश्च मूढतमो लोके यश्च बुद्धे परं गतः तौ भौ सुखमेधेते क्लिश्यत्यन्तरितो जनाः। यश्च मूढतमो लोके यश्च बुद्धे परं गतः तौ भौ सुखमेधेते क्लिश्यत्यन्तरितो जनाः। यश्च मूढतमो लोके यश्च बुद्धे परं गतः तौ भौ सुखमेधेते क्लिश्यत्यन्तरितो जनाः। यश्च मूढतमो लोके यश्च बुद्धे परं गतः तौ भौ सुखमेधेते क्लिश्यत्यन्तरितो जनाः। प्लीज रिपीट। यश्च मूढतमो तौ भौ सुखमेधेते क्लिश्यत्यन्तरितो यश्च मूढतमो लोके यश्च बुद्धे परं गतः तौ भौ सुखमेधेते क्लिश्यत्यन्तरितो। यश्च मूढतमो लोके यश्च बुद्धे परं गतः तौ भव सुखमेधेते क्लिश्यन्त्यन्तरितो जनः माताजी यश्च मूढातमो लोके यश्च बुद्धे परं गतः अवभौसुखमेधेते क्लिश्यन्त्यन्तरितो जनः यश्च मूढतमो लोके यश्च बुद्धे परं गतः तौ भव सुखमेधेते सुखमेधेते क्लिश्यत्यन्तरितो जन यः वन हु इज च आल्सो Moodhatamaha, the lowest of the fools, Loke in the world, Yahacha, and one who is Buddhehe of intelligence, Param transcendental, Gataha gone, Tau of them, Ubhau both. Sukham, happiness, edhete, enjoy, klishyati, suffer, antaritaha, situated between, janaha, persons. The translation and purport by Abhay Charanaravinda, Bhaktivedanta Swami, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Both the lowest of fools and he who is transcendental to all intelligence enjoy happiness, whereas persons between them suffer the material pangs. The purport. The lowest of fools do not understand material miseries. They pass their lives merrily and do not inquire into the miseries of life. Such persons are almost on the level of the animals who, although in the eyes of superiors are always miserable in life, are unaware of material distresses. A hog's life is degraded in its standard of happiness, which entails living in a filthy place, engaging in sex enjoyment at every opportune moment, and laboring hard in a struggle for existence. But this is unknown to the hog. Similarly, human beings who are unaware of the miseries of material existence and are happy in sex life and hard labor are the lowest of fools. Yet, because they have no sense of miseries, they supposedly enjoy so-called happiness. The other class of men, those who are liberated and are situated in the transcendental position above intelligence, are really happy and are called paramhamsas. But persons who are neither like hogs and dogs nor on the level of the paramhamsas feel the material pangs. And for them, inquiry about the supreme truth is necessary. The Vedanta Sutra states, Athato Brahma Jidnasa. Now one should inquire about Brahman. This inquiry is necessary for those who are between the paramhamsas and the fools who have forgotten the question of self-realization in the midst of life in sense gratification. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे यश्च मूढ़ तमो लोके यस्य बुद्धे परम गतः तौ उभौ सुखमेधेते क्लिश्यति अंतरितो जनाः द लोवेस्ट ऑफ द फूल्स एंड द ग्रेटेस्ट ऑफ द परमहंसास दे आर एंजॉयिंग हैप्पीनेस एंड हु इज मिजरेबल दोज हु आर इन बिटवीन देम सो श्री प्रभुपाद वेरी नाइसली एक्सप्लेन्स इन द पर्पोर्ट The lowest of the fools are completely degraded in the mode of ignorance to the extent that they have no understanding of the miseries of the world. Even though the superiors can see that this fool, this rascal, he is suffering so much, but they themselves are aloof of the material pangs. How? Because they are in so deep ignorance. There were two extremely lazy roommates. They were so lazy that they would always only sleep. And their room was filthy. They were so lazy that they didn't even want to talk in a full statement. One person would say, BMW. He meant, bring me water. And the other person said, YGI. You get it. You know? So they would communicate like this. And one day they were in deep sleep in the afternoon time, in the hot sun. And they were so much in deep ignorance, deep sleep. And there was fire to the building. And when the fire came, one person in sleep started smelling the smoke. And he is like, I don't even want to get up, whatever it is. The other person's back started burning. So he only said to the other person in his deep, ignorant sleep, BB. So other person understood, back burning. So the other person, in his deep ignorance, he said, M.A. Just move aside. You know, who cares? Just move aside and sleep. Continue your sleep. So what happened is, the fire became so high and so inexhaustible that, you know, because of the fire, they both ultimately got burnt and they died. So the so-called happiness in the material mode of ignorance, even though may appear very, very alluring, and there is definitely some pleasure, you know, the polar bear, they go to sleep for 6 months. Like, you know, some of us dream of that. Some of us think that if I could get some time to sleep, recently we had so many festivals and we got so much tired, and we think that if we could just hibernate, just shut down for a while. But the point is, jaganya gunavritti stham, the material mode, the lowest of the material modes, they take you down. They take you very down, deeper and deeper into illusion and ignorance. And they take you to the lower and lower and lower of the animal life and take you to the hellish planets. Srila Prabhupada here very beautifully explains that such persons are always on the level of the animals, who although in the eyes of superiors are always miserable in life, are unaware. Just like hogs. You know, hogs' life is degraded in the standard of happiness. The hogs are only ready for sex pleasure at every opportune moment. And they are laboring hard in struggle for existence. Like Srila Prabhupada explains this, that the materialistic people, they are ready to work so hard and they think that this is the way of life. As much as I work, one day I'll be happy. I want to make so much money, I want to work so hard, and then one day I will just go to the beach in the evening, I will just look at the sunset, relax with my favorite drink, I would completely pass a happy time. But they foolishly don't understand that sunset is available even today. The sun is there, sunsets are happening, the beach is there, the ocean is there to be enjoyed. But the foolish people, they are only engaged in hard labor, just like a donkey, just like an ass. So if you see, an ass has accepted a foolish master. And the master is making the ass work very hard. And the foolish donkey, he thinks that my master is so merciful that even though he puts me to work, but at the end of the day he gives me nice soft grass to eat. And the donkey is so happy about that. But the foolish donkey doesn't understand that the green luscious grass is available every time. It's not the master who is giving him. The master is actually exploiting him. And I have seen it with my own eyes in India. The donkey there, you know, they're carrying such heavy load of, you know, so many things they put on top of the donkey and he can't take it. But still, the master beats him and the donkey is somehow walking. And while walking, the foolish donkey sees the grass on the side of the road and he literally cries for it. Then he says to the master, there is grass, I want it. But in the return, what he gets is hard spanks by the master. So, Srila Prabhupada mentions that we also have accepted a wrong master in the form of Maya. And what does she give us? This material pangs. You know, she's constantly kicking us. And we are miserable. Instead of being donkey of Maya, we have the choice to become a cow of Krishna. Because Krishna is that master who takes care of his cows more than he takes care of himself. He is more interested in taking care of his cows. It's described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Yadarchitam Brahma Bhavadi Bhiswaraihi Shriyacha Devyacha Muni Bhisa Satvataihi Gocharanayanucharaischaradvane Yad Gopikanam Kuchakunkumankitam. That Krishna who everyone wants and who is running after. Who is running after Krishna? Brahma, Bhava, Lord Shiva. Adibi Suraihi, all the 330 million demigods are running to Krishna. They want Krishna. Shriya, all the Lakshmis, millions of Lakshmis, they want Krishna, they are running to Krishna. All the Devyaha, all the heavenly damsels, all the Munis, Yogis, Satvatehi, all the saintly people, they want Krishna, but that Krishna, where is he running? Gocharanayanucharaischaradvane. That Krishna, he's actually running behind his cows. And yad gopikanam kuchakunkumankitam. So that Krishna is running towards his cows. He is not interested in even Brahma or Shiva or all the demigods, all the Lakshmis, all the great heavenly damsels. He's running towards the cows, tending them. And the cows love Krishna so much that is described by Srila Rupa Goswami that when the cows wake up, they are so excited. They are so eager to see Krishna. And sometimes they go and see themselves in the reflection of the water. And they want to look pretty for Krishna. They have to make sure that there is no dirt on them. They want to make sure they are clean. Why? Because this body will be touched by Krishna. And they have inside a little competition that, oh, yesterday Hamsi touched and licked Krishna's lotus feet. Today I want to drink the nectar of the lotus feet of Krishna. So they're so much in love, and there is an intimate connection between even the cows of Vrindavan and Krishna. So the hard labor that a donkey goes through ultimately gives him material pangs, material suffering. And Srila Prabhupada also gives the example of the hogs. They are ready to have sex pleasure at every opportune moment. Here Srila Prabhupada describes how even the sex pleasure came into being. In Srimad Bhagavatam it's described that in the beginning when Brahma was creating the Manas sons from his mind, they were not interested in populating the creation further. They just wanted to be brahmacharis and they wanted to only focus on Krishna consciousness. Then Brahma created couples, Shatarupa, Swayambhu Manu, and then the expansion, the actual population, creation began. Brahma was happy, relaxed. Now, okay, now the creation is autonomously taking place. But that time only the day was created and the night was created. Yet there was no evening time. That time Brahma became little negligent of his service. And he created from his buttocks and some demons came out. And those demons happened to be homosexuals. And they attacked Brahma from behind. And at first Brahma was like, hey, are you kidding? Or because I'm your father and you are my sons. What are you doing? But they were serious and they were aggressive. Then Brahma had to pray to Lord Vishnu. And then Lord Vishnu appeared and he said, because you were a little negligent, this incident had happened. You give up this body, this consciousness. Srila Prabhupada describes giving up body means giving up that consciousness where he was negligent and where he was attacked. So Srila Prabhupada describes that consciousness which Brahma gave up is evening. That's the sandhya, the evening time. That's the time when evening was created. And then Sandhya Murthy also described in Srimad Bhagavatam, that's a woman and how she was beautiful and stuff. And that's why you see that all the lust is very active at the time of evening. That's why evening Gayatri is very important when you are Brahmana. And Srila Prabhupada describes, that's why all the lusty things, lust is very prominent that time. So that's why if a boy wants to propose to a girl, ask for a date, the girl asks, where do you want to meet? He says, okay, let's meet at a restaurant. And then she asks, when? He's not going to say that let's meet at Brahma Muhurta time. No, because that Brahma Muhurta, where there is the mode of goodness very prominent. That's why he's going to say evening time. The evening time, these activities are very prominent. So Srila Prabhupada describes how lust is impersonal. Because the entities that came from Brahma's back, they didn't care. Like, is this person my father, my any relative? They were only interested in sex enjoyment. So Srila Prabhupada describes lust is impersonal. But love is personal. Love is personal because, you know, you can see this. At the time of Ras Leela, when there was one time when Krishna disappeared and all the gopis were looking for Krishna, they were asking everyone, where is Krishna? Where did he go? Did you see Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? And that time they came across Lord Narayan. The four-handed form of Lord Narayan was standing right there. You know, if those were ordinary girls, they would be like, okay, who cares? Krishna is gone. This Lord Narayan is equally handsome. Actually, Krishna has two hands. He has four. You know. But no, they were not interested in Lord Narayan at all. They were only focused on Krishna. Why? Because love is personal. It only depends on that person. And in the material world, Srila Prabhupada describes that so-called love is actually lust disguised. And that's why these all the hogs and the asses, they are only interested in that type of enjoyment. Srila Prabhupada gives wonderful example of that also. In one Hindi class, Srila Prabhupada describes that in a slaughterhouse, there is a bakara and there is a bakri. Bakara means a he-goat and the bakri means she-goat. And they are in love in the slaughterhouse. And they are looking at each other. The she-goat is thinking, oh, he has such a beautiful beard. And this bakara is thinking, oh, she's very beautiful, nice figure. And they are having their own love, pastimes and whatever, lust. But one day, the butcher comes and grabs this she-goat and takes her away. And then this he-goat is lamenting, no, no, my darling, oh my God, darling, I'm going to miss you, please, okay. And then she's gone. But then this he-goat is lamenting for a few days. But then what happens? He finds another bakri. And then he thinks, okay, you know, that's why lust is impersonal. And the same happens, you know, that you see in the world, so-called happiness. I was looking, there is a Guinness Book of World Records for the person who married 31 times. And his wife married 23 times. So it's Glynn and Scotty Well. Glynn Well and Scotty Well. And then when he was interviewed, that, you know, what made you marry so many times? He said that I was only in search of love. And I didn't get it. And then they finally asked at the age of 89, that did you find your love? He said, no. I searched everywhere, but I am completely dissatisfied in this world. So we see, he had 40 children, and when he died, nobody came. Nobody came for his, you know, even to see his dead body. So we see in this material world how the so-called lust is disguised, and it appears as if it's love, and it allures the living entity. And then the living entity is getting the kicks of Maya. Srila Prabhupada mentions in Chaitanya Charitamrita a very beautiful statement where he says that for a person on the path of self-realization, the biggest enemy is seeing the opposite gender in enjoying spirit. That's the biggest obstacle for a person in the renounced order, or in any person who is trying to go forward in the path of self-realization. The biggest enemy is to see the opposite gender in enjoying spirit. And Srila Prabhupada explains with a lot of examples how ultimately such lust leads to one's destruction. Prabhupada gives example of a moth. The moth is attracted to the fire and he thinks fire is so beautiful, so attractive, and I will be eternally happy if I associate with the fire. But actually the moth enters the fire and dies. Srila Prabhupada also gives the example of an elephant, or the big, gigantic, strong elephants who can never be captured by anyone because they're extremely powerful. But such big elephants are very easily captured by using a trained she-elephant, a female elephant who is very well trained. They send such a female elephant. And the female elephant just goes there, you know, starts walking and leads this strong, powerful, you know, elephant. And the elephant starts chasing her. And ultimately, he falls in a ditch. And then he's captured. He's not able to do anything. So such great, powerful elephant was so easily captured. Why? Because he was attracted to so-called lusty desire. So Srila Prabhupada also mentions these examples and makes us aware and makes us be very careful about we all must need to be careful about this. So let me see. There is one more statement of Prabhupada. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada, he also tells that it's not about man and woman. So the statement of Prabhupada that seeing the opposite gender in enjoying spirit, that's the problem. Not that the woman are problem. Or not for the woman, the men are the problem. So Srila Prabhupada, one time he was traveling in India with a Mayavadi sannyasi. And while traveling, he was, you know, associating with this Mayavadi sannyasi, he was constantly bashing women. He was like, these women are the cause of all the problems. If we associate with women, we are going to fall down. So we are sannyasis, we have to be strict and this and that. And Prabhupada was being patient and he was listening to all the bashing he was doing. And then, you know, they came to the temple, Hare Krishna temple. And that time, Srila Prabhupada's lady disciples were there throwing the petals at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. There was Kaushalya Mataji, Govindasi Mataji, and other Matajis were throwing the petals at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. And that time, Srila Prabhupada turned to this Mayavadi sannyasi and he said, you are right that the woman can lead to the fall down. But if you associate with these women, meaning that the devotee woman, then your renounced order of life will be fructified. So Srila Prabhupada actually, he said that these are not ordinary women. They are Vaishnavis. And you should not even consider them to be just like women or, you know, just like men. But they are above that bodily conception of life. They are Vaishnavis and you can understand and you can actually learn the principles of chastity, the principles of love, of selflessly loving someone like a mother. From women we can learn so many of these qualities. Srila Prabhupada explains that as well. So coming back to this verse, the verse basically describes both the lowest of fools and he who is transcendental to all intelligence, they enjoy happiness. Yascha mudha tamo loke and yascha buddhe paramgataha. Only they enjoy happiness, but the people in between, they are suffering material pangs. How to understand this? Suppose you are in a class in a college, you know, if you go to a class and you see there are so many students, and there is an exam to be conducted tomorrow. And if you see, there is a class of students like the backbenchers who are not interested. They don't give a damn. They don't care which exam, on which topic, which subject, what is the syllabus. We don't know. We don't care. So they are the yascha mudha tamo loke. They don't care. They have not studied. And they are happy. They're not at all stressed about the exam. Why? Because they don't care if I fail or pass. I don't care. So they're the mudha tamo loke. And there is another class of students, you know, in the same. You see that there are those who have studied very hard. They know the nook and corner of the syllabus book. They know everything because they have studied every day regularly. Yascha buddhe param gataha. They are yascha buddhe param gataha. If you ask them, oh, tomorrow is exam, they are also happy. They don't care. Why? Because they have studied. Everything is set for them. So they also don't worry. And the fools, they also don't worry. So who is suffering? All the people in between. Those who have studied little bit but don't remember. They have studied one or two pages, not the entire chapter. So they are in stress. They are like, what is going to happen? What is going to happen tomorrow? I'm so much in stress. How much have you written? Oh, you're going to sit next to me, right? You're going to help me, right? Okay. So they are the ones in stress. So in bhakti tradition, the people who have served the spiritual master and Krishna, throughout their lives, they have nothing to fear about death. Because death is that exam. So they have nothing to fear about. Why? Because they have served faithfully the spiritual master, followed the instruction, and followed all the services. So they have nothing to worry about. Even the death comes today, they are fine, they are happy. They are happily situated in devotional service for Krishna. And the lowest of fools, if you ask them, are you ready for death? They're like, there is nothing called death. There is nothing. We don't care. I have so much stress already. Why are you putting more stress on my head? I already have so many things to do. So they are also like completely, they don't care. If death comes today, they're like, okay, it's better to die. I don't care. So, but who is in stress? The sadhakas, the people who are doing bhakti, but not completely. They have one leg on the boat of Krishna consciousness, and they have another leg in another boat of Maya. So, and the boats are going, and there are waves coming, and they are trying to balance. So, they are in constant anxiety. Yascha moodha tamoloke. You know, very easy to understand is, if you meet a drunkard, yascha moodha tamoloke, a drunkard is completely aloof of what's happening outside. He has drunk so much that if you ask him, what is your name? He's going to say, blah, blah. He doesn't know. Where do you live? Nothing. We have this experience also. They are completely, do you have anybody in the house? They don't care. They have nothing to worry about because they are completely intoxicated. And yascha buddhai paramgataha. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is described, actually even better is Rupa Goswami, he describes, our Balaramji, he is so intoxicated that he one time was so intoxicated that he asked Krishna, oh my dear Krishna, bha bhramati medini, why this earth is moving? La lambate chandrama, why this moon is swinging? Krishna me vavad ha 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 hasanti kim vrishnaya. Krishna, please tell me, are these vrishnis laughing at me? Because I'm out of it. So Rupa Goswami so beautifully describes the intoxicated nature. On the other hand, yascha moodha tamoloke, we heard how the ordinary drunkard behaves. Yascha buddhe paramgata, like Balaram, he is intoxicated in love of Krishna. So Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he describes, bhava bhramati medini lala lalandate chandrama krakrishna vavadrutam ha 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 hasanti kim vrishnaya. So this beautiful verse where he describes that Balaram is intoxicated in love of Krishna. And may that Balaram Haladhar bestow all the prosperity upon us. I'll read the translation. He says, and we'll stop. Bhava bhramati medini lala lalambate chandrama krakrishna vavadrutam ha ha hasanti kim vrishnaya si suyidhumumumancha me papapapana patra sthitam matskhalitam alpana haladhara shriyam vakriyad. He says, The earth is spinning around. The moon is hanging upside down. Krishna, tell me if the Vrishnis are laughing on me. Give me wine in my drinking vessel. May Lord Haladhar, who was thus faltering in intoxication, ensure prosperity for you all. Now expanding this verse, Srila Jiva Goswami, he describes that there is nothing in this entire material creation that can get Balram intoxicated. The so-called Varuni or honey, all these material things, they cannot get Balram intoxicated. So Jiva Goswami says that he is intoxicated in love of Krishna, and then just to cover it up, he also has an excuse as Varuni. Just like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would fall unconscious while having Harinam and while chanting and doing kirtan, sometimes he would fall unconscious. And the other devotees would ask him, "Oh, Mahaprabhu, what happened to you?" He would say, "No, nothing. I am suffering from epilepsy. I have a disease." The great devotees don't want to say that these are my ecstatic symptoms. Appreciate them. So Jiva Goswami mentions just the same way Balaram, he is just using the Varuni and the honey as just as an excuse. But he's actually intoxicated in love of Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes prema matta nityananda kripa avatar uttama adhama kichu na kare vichara. That Nityanand Prabhu is completely intoxicated. He's maddened in love of Krishna. Just like if you ask ordinary drunkard, "Where are you from? What's your name?" Doesn't know anything. Nityanand Prabhu is intoxicated and maddened in love of Krishna. He is the incarnation of mercy. And he is intoxicated to that extent that he has no discrimination. Who is Uttama, the highest recipient of devotional service? And who is Adhama, who is the worst of the lowest of the mankind? He has no discrimination. So he is freely giving out this gift of bhakti to everyone, each and every single person, without caring for whether they are, you know, worthy, unworthy, if somebody is uttama or adhama. He is giving freely this nectar of devotion service of Krishna. So we stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Sri Balram ji ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.